Representative Opsomer is here on the program. Paul, how are you?
We're doing very well. Good morning.
What are you doing this morning?
We're going to be going into Lansing. I've got a 9:15 meeting with some legal experts from the Legislative Service Bureau. We'll start looking at Senate Bill 8, Senate Bill 9, and trying to put some finishing touches on the Urban Cooperation Act.
Well, tell us about all three of those.
Well, the Urban Cooperation Act basically is where if two cities want to merge services, currently everyone who's involved in that would have to be paid the highest of the wages, the highest of the health insurance costs, and things like that. And what we want to do is take away the mandate and allow cities, let's say Lansing and East Lansing, to work together on their own and negotiate that with the union representatives, separate or, let's say, free of mandates from the state of Michigan. Senate Bill 8 is more of a metropolitan combination where if four or five municipalities wanted to work together and put together some new services, how they do that and what would be involved in that whole process.
What do you think about the proposal for the Red Cedar land that the city is dealing with now? I know that's a little bit out of your district.
Very excited about it, though. I'd like to see Lansing. It's always moving forward. I think the city itself, not just Mayor Virg Bonero, but its previous mayors, have always been very aggressive in working and trying to improve the city and move it forward.
What do you do when you have an entity like the Lansing City Council, which seems to be split a lot? What can be done? You're an outsider. You're a moderator. What can be done to bring the love back in so these folks could start finding common ground?
That's the difficult part, I think, in any elective body, be it in Washington where they're having a hard time, is they do have some very difficult choices right now. I think this job and probably in Washington and on City Council in Lansing was easy back in the mid-1990s because we had lots of money, and now we don't. So, I think that's where a key role is the mayor and serving as that moderator and getting people to work together and getting both sides in his office and working with them in a cooperative way.
Well, Walt Sorg was on earlier, and he said
there's
almost 40 bills that would help protect seniors that are just kind of floating around the state capitol. He believes that the chairs, who happen to be Republicans of a lot of committees where these bills could be discussed, are kind of ignoring them or dragging their feet. What's your take on that?
No, I don't think they're ignoring them, nor are they dragging their feet. I think the first 6 months, the governor made it pretty clear that he wanted to get the budget fixed. He wanted to get it done by May 30th. That was a tremendous challenge. As you know, it's usually not done until about September 30th or October 1st. So we did that. But you'll see a lot of those issues now, I believe, after Labor Day coming up. I think they are a priority, and I agree with almost everything I heard Walt say on your program.
All right. State Representative Opsomer will be with us for another segment.